anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I bring you greetings from Houston, Texas, where yours truly, Dr. Henry Price, is the pastor.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I'm grateful for this pastor. Amen. And I see my first cousin coming in here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he always taught me that you ought to always be ready.
Uh-huh.
And can I tell you, after all of that teaching, I still came down here not prepared to preach. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
I came down here for a staycation. Amen. Amen. But I did that, and I had to, I left my Bible and everything. I was just off. You want to make God laugh? Tell him your plan. Yes, sir. So I'm grateful to have an opportunity to stand, amen, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I see some kinfolks out there. Let me see my kinfolks. Stand up, kinfolks.
Amen.
All right now.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank y'all so much for being here. Many, many years ago, I almost told you my age. It had to be at least 50 years ago. My grandmother was a member at this church.
Amen.
Amen. That's long before some of you were born. Amen. And so I do have a little roots here in Pleasant Green. Amen. Amen. But I got good news for you on this morning. There is a word.
Come on.
From the Lord. Amen. Amen. Go with me if you will. I won't be long before you. I'm not one of them 1 hour preachers. Amen. How many of you know it don't take all of that? Amen. Go with me to the book of Matthew, or the 15th chapter. Matthew 15th chapter, round about that 21st verse. Amen. You'll find these words. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
Yeah.
But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. I want to use, for those of you that need a subject a crumb for a crisis. A crumb.
That's all you need.
A crumb.
For Christ.
I don't know if anybody in here ever had a crisis, but crisis seemed to have a way of following my life. Amen. And when crisis arise, we come to realize that if we just get one touch of the Master's hand, everything will be all right. Have you ever had a problem so big that you just say, I can't do this no more? And the problem so big, I can't cover it, I can't hide, I can't smile over it. This is a real crisis. Amen. That's what was happening to this woman, this Greek Canaanite woman whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. I know that sounds a little strange to us, but every now and then we still have folk that's vexed with the devil. Every now and then, even we ourselves, hello somebody, can be vexed with the devil. Now, I really don't know what that means. Amen. I don't know if she was emotional, it was an emotional issue. I don't know if it was a physical issue. I don't know how evil had manifested itself in this woman's daughter, but it had gotten so bad, amen, that she couldn't keep it in the house. Amen. Have you ever had a problem that got out of the house? Amen. More importantly, have you ever had a problem to push you out of the house? Amen. Amen. This woman had left her comfort zone, and she came seeking Jesus. Amen. She's seeking Jesus because she had heard that he's a deliverer. I wonder if anybody here heard that he is a deliverer. She came looking for him because she heard that he was a healer. Amen. And so there she comes looking for Jesus because she needs help from her daughter. Amen. Now this contradicts what I was taught growing up. Amen. Because I they taught me, brother, just wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what they told me. Just wait on the Lord. And if the Lord means for you to have his son, he'll give it to you. Yeah, that's what they say. They would say, that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So you just sit there. You just sitting there waiting. You ever just sit somewhere and just wait? So just sitting and waiting. Amen. And that's what they used to tell me. Amen. But I found out something. They used to say, waiting, how long you can wait proves where your faith is at. They just say stuff like that, and you just be sitting like you're at a bus stop, just sitting. And then maybe later, right before your last breath, maybe the bus would finally turn around the corner. Hello, somebody. And the Lord would come and share about you. But that's not what I believe today. God, I feel something up in here. That's not what I know today, that faith without works is dead. And you are not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. Amen. Amen. God is waiting on you. And if you want something from God, you can't just sit around, hello somebody, and wait for him to come by. Amen. You got to be radical. You got to be radical enough to step out of your comfort zone and say, whatever it takes, whatever I got to do for my child to be better, I'm willing to do it. Have you ever been in that condition where you say, I got to do whatever it takes to get what I need from the Lord? Amen. This woman was a radical woman. She left home. Hello, somebody. She left home to get it. Amen. Amen. Not only did she leave home, she left her family to get it. She left the ordinary to get it. Every now and then, you got to leave the familiar. Hello, somebody. And get it. Not only that, she left her community to get it. She left the neighborhood to get it. She left folks that spoke her same language. Every now and then, you got to come out of your comfort zone. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to sit around and wait no more. Hello, somebody. I'm going to call on the Lord, and I'm going to pray and seek him until I get what I want from the Lord. Amen. This woman had climbed over cultural barriers. She had climbed over religious barriers. She said, I don't care what I got to do. I don't care what language I have to speak. She came all by herself. Amen. Because her daughter was in trouble. Amen. And I don't know about you, but this woman was like, if I can just get one touch from the Lord, I think everything will be all right. Amen. Have you ever had life to push you? Amen. That's what happened to this woman. She had been pushed. Amen. I normally wouldn't do this, she was saying, but I gotta do whatever it takes until my child gets better. Anybody here ever prayed for your child to be better? And you say, whatever it takes, Lord, I just need to get a touch from God, and you gotta go out of your way. Amen. She came over the coast, the Bible said. She came over the region, over ridges. She climbed over the rocks and through the hill to see Jesus. Amen. And I got some folk that say, now I'm not coming to church because it's too far to walk in the parking lot. Baby, if you in trouble, hello somebody. You ain't in trouble if you can't walk a few steps to get to Jesus. Oh, but when you in trouble, hello somebody, you don't mind walking a few steps to get to the Lord's house. Amen. This woman came through all of that just to see Jesus. Amen. And
thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is Wade with your Tuesday weather here in the Central City. Look for thunderstorms. High temperature at 84, overnight low at 71. Thunderstorms in the forecast for Natchez, Mississippi. Lows overnight at 70. Afternoon high temperature at 82. Lake Charles has an 80% chance of rain with an afternoon high at 84. Lows overnight at 73. Scattered thunderstorms for